6-2-2-3-7.
At 2012, the conversation starting to really ignite. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America tonight. We zig and zag all over the place, and you're invited to be part of the overnight party. Keep this number handy, and feel free to jump in and throw in your two at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Right off the top, let's go inside the Beltway. Not to talk about Libya, not to talk about the budget, not to talk about Congressman Pete King and his hearing on Islam and the radicalization of American Muslims. It is going to be the biggest thing that's been talked about on the Hill so far this year. We will get to that, but before we do, quickly, let's talk about this. There's something that's happening in our neighborhoods. You might have heard rumors about it. You might have actually seen a police blotter or a little blurb in the paper. Perhaps you watched the local news and you heard that, oh, man, that drugstore got hit up again. Prescription drug theft is a huge problem. We've had on this show several times a pharmacist who's talked about how everything is practically in beyond lockdown mode. And there are a couple of reasons for it. One, people who are addicted and need it and don't care and they're trying to get it. But the bigger one is really not that guy or woman. It's really the person who wants to get into the drugs to push them, to sell them, to make some money. So they're not getting the fix. They want the money. And they know they can make the money in the suburbs, in the inner city, in the rural areas, because prescription drug use is so high. It is so high. And the people who want to get high on those prescription drugs, they're willing to pay for it. So here's what Senator Rockefeller had to say about what has become truly a national problem.
45 years I've been in West Virginia. Is this the most catastrophic, overwhelming problem that we've ever faced? I think it probably is. Nobody seems to know. Nobody seems to care. And the reason is because, oh, there's always been a drug problem. But there's never been one even close to this in its magnitude and the way it rips people's lives apart.
And it certainly does. I bet that all of you, there's that thing of 6 degrees of separation. I bet if you dig deep, you know somebody. If, let's say, it's not you, it's not somebody in your immediate family, you know somebody who has gone down this road. And really, it seems to have ramped up in the last probably decade. It's gotten worse in the last decade. Before that, it's not that it wasn't happening, but now it's really become huge. And certain drugs stand out, like OxyContin stands out. A lot of people get addicted to that and will do whatever it takes to get their hands on it. So what a sad, sad state of affairs. And they're trying to figure out, well, emanating from Washington, because why not? We have so many problems we're dealing with. How do we deal with something that affects families and rips them apart? How do you deal with prescription drug theft? You have every alarm known to man. You have everything that you can possibly do, the pharmacy, and yet it still happens. And then it happens on a very small basis, even in the individual neighborhoods. Anyway, that's where we're starting, going from prescription drugs and what you've seen. And feel free to add the color at 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net to some other things that I mentioned as soon as we cracked open the mic. And that includes what's happening 2012-wise for the Republicans. We're already into 2011. The clock is ticking, and I was surprised that nobody did come out of the gate hard and trying to make a big run at it. You see, it takes that one person to say, I'm in. And then the others follow, like lemmings. Well, he's doing that. I want that. They're declaring. I'm declaring. I need the time. I need to go shake some more hands. Because it's about shaking the money tree. So actually, if you are going to run, especially these days, for an office like the president, you got to shake a lot of money trees. You got to be good at fundraising. And against an incumbent president where you're really not sure where it's going to fall. And when I say you're really not sure, because it's about the economy, where's the economy going to be as we get closer to the election? We know Newt Gingrich really wants it, and he's taken probably the biggest giant leap so far, but has not said for sure that he's doing it. But with the exploratory committee, it's almost inevitable, unless they told him, forget about it, you have no chance, which I don't really think he has that much of a chance. He's got a high profile, but I don't see Newt getting it. Then you've got Mitt Romney, here we go again, part two. Then you have Tim Pawlenty. What's up with Tim Pawlenty? I don't see it either. Then you have Rick Santorum, who plays well in some parts of the East and not such great reviews in some other parts of the country. But here's the guy, Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour. He's got a real potential here, and he is awesome at fundraising. He's got some people in his corner, I think, that could push pretty hard. You know, the thing with campaigning is it's very expensive. And if you've got to raise that money, you got to get out there, you got to declare, and you got to grow it. The bills do start to come in, and then you got to start paying them, but you also have to be out there creating the infrastructure. And as I talk about this and I realize all the things that are going on and the frustrations that are cascading from not just my mouth but all of yours when you call this show or you shoot me an email, really, at this point, if the election were going to be held this November, do you give any of the names, any of the people I just mentioned, a chance of knocking off an incumbent president, of knocking off Barack Obama? And in watching it, I'm reminded of a book I read called Game Changer. It's a good book, behind the scenes politically, Republicans and Democrats. And John McCain said he was interested within a handful of days of the November 2006 elections. But the problem was he started to run out of money. And then ultimately, how crazy, things came around, and he won the nomination from the Republicans. And the rest is history, of course. But when you looked at the Democrats, Clinton, Edwards, and ultimately Obama, they were definitely on the move by March of 2007. So what is the problem with the Republicans? Is it better to kind of lag behind, or do they have to get some giddy up if anyone's going to have even a chance? Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, oh yeah, the NFL. We're going to talk about that dilemma.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3.
freeze-dry-guy.com. That's freeze-dry-guy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
There's a guy named Doc Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a vet and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does this country spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs, leading to side effects requiring more expensive and, you guessed it, toxic prescription drugs. Clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit AmericaTonightTeam.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. Makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our America Tonight team. Go to www.AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Sugarfoot called me last night. He said his girl called him. He said, can I come over? She said, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you think? Are we going to have it or not? Nail the score. Does it come back in the fall or is it dead on arrival? Well, there is more conversation that's happening, but just because there's conversation, that doesn't mean that a deal is going to ultimately be inked between the players and the owners or the battle of the billionaires and the millionaires. Conversation is nice, but it doesn't mean you're getting it done. You're not closing the deal. Ask any guy who's tried to pick up a woman at a bar and given it his best shot, but ultimately doesn't leave with her and doesn't leave with her numbers. It could be a big strikeout. So I think back, well, could we field a team? How many people could we field? How many people could we actually put out there that are halfway decent scabs to cross the lines and play? I'm saying that's not going to happen, but the NFL Players Association did zero in on what the big part of the dispute was, and it's how to split up the $9 billion in revenues. That's the biggest problem. And what they're saying is that nothing's been satisfactory so far. And if that doesn't happen, despite 9 hours one day, 9 hours the next day, then they're just not going to do it. They're going to agree to disagree, and the collective bargaining agreement will expire again because the cutoff date is Friday. Now, The Patriots owner, who seems to have a lot of sway, Robert Kraft, says he believes that a deal is possible. He thinks it's going to happen. Of course, he's saying this while he's in Israel on a trade mission with the governor of Massachusetts. So he thinks it's not out of the question. But he's there at the Wailing Wall, and he's putting his good intentions, he's planting it in the wall. You know, is it going to get done? I hear different things. You talk to the players, and boy, they really don't believe it. A lot of the players who are getting the information down the telephone tree don't really think that it will. That yes, you know, there's these conversations, that's what I keep saying, but ultimately they're too far apart and they're not getting enough money. So they are narrowing the gap, but it's not completely over at this point. And the NFL hasn't agreed to the union's demand to open the books. It's the era of transparency. That's what somebody should run on. Vote for me. I'm as transparent as can be. That's what we want, transparency. That's the buzzword for 2011, transparency. The NFL is not going to open their books. They're not going to do it. They do not want the players to have that information because they would be shocked and horrified at how much the teams are making off their blood, sweat, and tears on the field. They wouldn't be happy. They don't want that. So a lot of talk, but nothing solid at this point. Nothing solid at this point on how to split the money. So there might not be a deal on Friday. Do they continue to kick it down the road and do what Congress is doing? Oh, let's come up with another extension. Do you know it's been almost a quarter of a century since the NFL lost any games to any kind of a work stoppage whatsoever? So they have agreed to continue with this mediation, but they're not ready to sign a deal, and they're not ready to call it quits and shut down the NFL. And you think about this. I was thinking about this today. You know, Gordon Gekko, greed is good. But when is greed bad? You know, the past two Super Bowls, and we know this because we've talked about it a ton on America Tonight. In fact, one of the sports shorts was on it. Super Bowls rake in serious moolah. And the last two Super Bowls, the most watched television programs in U.S. history. How much money in revenue did they make on the Super Bowls? Crazy money. Crazy, silly, unbelievable money. Matt, what do you think? Do you think that they're going to get a deal done by Friday? Because here we are heading into Wednesday. I don't think they're going to have a deal done.
I don't know if they'll hit one done by Friday, but I think it sounds like talks are progressing a little bit each day, where it's not at a total impasse. Like, there was talks, you know, like they're not going to talk to each other, they're not going to give in on either side, but I don't see that really happening. I think it'll eventually get done. I don't see it happening this week, though, but probably within the next month.
Oh, you're just saying that because you play fantasy football and you're desperate to make sure we have a season.
It's the NFL. They're the number one sport in America. They can't not have a season.
Like, too big to fail? Too big to fail?
They are.
That's what they said about the banks. Too big to fail.
Well,
so maybe you're right.
Maybe you'll come in with the Kate Delaney bailout plan for the NFL.
Yeah, the bailout plan. There you go.
You can bail out the billionaire owners and the millionaire players.
Very sad, isn't it? Very sad that that's what we're talking about. You know, we're talking about people that are really have the screws to their back. What are they going to do? What do they do? It would be a very sad thing if we didn't have the NFL. I'll admit that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I, like the rest of you, would like to see the NFL. I don't want to see it cut short. I don't want to see a big nasty mess on when are they coming back and here's this camp opening up and, you know, think of the scenarios. I could paint you all kinds of ugly pictures, but I don't want to do that. I really hope that we don't see that. How about baseball? hiring a new type of czar, a disciplinarian, if you will. And that's what they're calling the position. Joe Garagiola Jr. is Major League Baseball disciplinarian. The actual title, behind the scenes, that's the jokey title, and that's what he is. The title that he's officially going to have on his door is Senior VP of Standards and On-Field Operations. So, yeah, he's been involved in baseball now since 2005 with Major League Baseball in the top office in New York. And, of course, he's been a general manager of a team and even leading the team to a World Series. And he's known because of his lineage. He's the son of Joe Garagiola Sr., who you see on the tube all the time. But the job is an interesting one, because what he has to essentially be in charge of is the pace of the game, too slow, uniform policy, and stadium configurations. Oh, I have a complaint about some of the stadiums. There's some unfair advantages going on. But the pace of the game, that's discussed a lot. And talked about whether or not, you know, instant replay would help, that kind of stuff, which I think would be bogus, because you got to be able to argue about strikes and balls and crappy calls. That's the fabric of the game. Don't take that away. That's the aftermath. That's the 19th hole after the game, complaining over cold beer somewhere. So I hope that doesn't happen anyway. But I love the nickname. It's better, disciplinarian. And the pace of the game, boy, sometimes I think you got to be concerned with the pace of the game. Part of that is pulling the pitchers out, and television time outs, depending on, you know, if the game is a game of a week somewhere, and even though they stuff in some more commercials or whatever. But I think they could pick up the pace a little bit, don't you? 800-259-5791. Mailbag on the flip side.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol, because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
A big shout out to Eric and the boys who are listening to us in Australia. All of a sudden, there's a lot of Australians that are jumping on the bandwagon of America Tonight. I love it. We've talked about taking this show to Australia. Matt, how do you feel about going to Australia?
In favor of it.
Like you're going to say, absolutely not. I refuse to go to Australia. Those people are nasty. This is so, no. Even my pal, Jack Alexander, he's like a radio man. You can check him out on Lone Dog Radio. Easy for me to say. I am like brutal. I've had like too much coffee. Let's just say LoneDawRadio.com. I think there's an accent in there. That's what the problem is, Matt. Do you think there's an accent with that word? You have to have an Australian accent. That's
maybe
the problem. Maybe. Can you do an Australian accent?
I'm not going to do it and embarrass myself like that. You'll have it replayed over and over again.
That's right. I forget that when we do these crazy things on the air, they do get played. It's like Charlie Sheen. He doesn't care. He'll go off on a crazy ranch or whatever. Who cares? He doesn't care. He's not worried about it. If it's played on TMZ and wherever they play it. But I guess we have to be concerned about that sort of thing. Anyway, that's the fun of America Tonight. Jeez, you never know when you tune in what you're going to get, what kind of nonsense or serious stuff are we going to be venting about here on these airwaves? So, without further ado, because I'm always pounding all of you to send me your thoughts and to do that very same thing, let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Can you play that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
When I was a kid, I think I played way too much Simon Says. So here's where we start off in the mailbag, and it's with Chuck. Hello, Kate Delaney. Hello, Chuck. I want to ask you a question. What do you think is going to happen with oil? Where does it top out at? Will we see it at $200 a barrel? I've read that in several of the financial publications. I know you keep up on these things. What say you? I say that I am not good at the speculating game when it comes to where oil will end up. I can remember doing a financial show and talking about oil being at 45. Isn't that crazy that it's up at 104, 105? It's very odd, the speculating over oil, the negativity that screws up the market. Let's just put it this way. Oil is, what do they keep using this word that I'm sick of hearing? Volatility. The volatility of the oil on Libya and whatever else is going on in the Middle East. Refinery capacities. I think that oil will not hit 200 a barrel at the end of the year or in the next 4 or 5 months. If I were a betting person and you were giving me an over-under on the 200, I would say no. Uh-uh. I don't know where you read that. I don't know if it was in, you know, on a CNBC thing or somebody else's. There's so many financial publications. I don't think it was one of the magazines like Forbes or whatever. But I don't think so. I don't see it hitting 200. Now, in the next, depending on what happens like with Saudi Arabia, all bets are off if something happens with Saudi Arabia. But even if it shoots up, I don't think it hits 200. Not if it were to happen in the next couple of weeks. I think it maybe goes to 150, it would top out at. That's what I think. But it's just a guesstimate. Who knows? I don't have a crystal ball. Because if I did, then I would have that inside information that would make us all wealthy, right? That's the idea. They want you to play the game. Speaking of playing the game, this one's from Little Eric who says, America Tonight, we've been talking a lot about the budget. I've tuned into your show. It seems to be a big topic. You have the people on from Washington. It's always budget, 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 budget. I'm so sick of hearing the budget. Will we ever have a balanced budget to talk about? Will you ever, Kate Delaney, jump on these airwaves or any others and say, there is a balanced budget in Washington? Okay, if you're asking if in my career I will ever say we have a balanced budget, when it comes to Washington and the federal budget, I'm going to say no. Nope, I will never say that. I feel pretty confident in that. It's not going to happen. In fact, it's interesting because I read a quote from the House Minority Whip, Steny Hoyer, who said it might take 2 decades to balance the federal budget after all of the deficit spending in D.C. 20 years? I don't know. I don't think I will ever come on any radio show and say we have a balanced budget when it comes to the federal budget. I don't think so. $14 trillion in debt? $14 trillion. Getting there? Oh, it's going to take a lot. Whatever the projections are, they're wrong. It's going to take a lot longer than you can imagine. I don't think so. Uh-uh. All right, here's one from Alice, listening to us, I believe, in Vermont, because she says WVMT. Yep, I have to say, I told you about Obama. I warned people about Obama. I think he probably is a nice guy, but will we really elect him again? Does he have that much sway over the voters, Kate? You know, a lot of, I think, in reelecting a president is about the economics of it, where we are economically. But in the case of Obama, it's who are the people that are going to go out and vote? Who are the people that will vote for Barack Obama? Versus also, by the way, the alternative. Who's the alternative? If you have independent voters that say, well, I'm going to look at this on from all angles. You'd have to have somebody pretty good, I think. Somebody who was charismatic, somebody who had a definite plan, although I laugh at that because doesn't everybody running have a definite plan? Broad brush strokes, don't give them the specifics. I think it would take a dynamic ticket. Right now, today, it would take a dynamic ticket to knock off Barack Obama. I know Dan in Texas is furious when he hears me say things like that. I'm sure Mark in New York, Don in Wyoming, half the people listening to the show. And listen, I think the administration has been ineffective and flip-flopped and all that sort of stuff. But if we're just looking at it from what has happened in the past in our electoral process, I don't see it. I don't see it unless you really have something incredible happening that people gravitate toward who are in the middle, especially. You have your obvious people. You know that expression, preaching to the choir? Okay, so you have the obvious people who no way, no how would ever vote for a Democrat, and they certainly wouldn't vote for Barack Obama. But how big is that amount? How big is the amount of people that you can count on for that? You've got to get those independents. They're so key. Or will the younger people come out? They didn't in the midterm elections. They did the first time around for Obama. The whole change you can count on thing, remember that? And going to the college campuses and putting out all the social media, the email blasts and all that sort of stuff really appealed. And I give that campaign credit. They knew what they were doing when it came to using the social media especially. So you'd have to have somebody strong in the sense economically, somebody who offered what I'm going to call real solutions, somebody who cut through the rhetoric. But these are the same things you would probably have heard me say a few years ago. It's always the same thing. And you still have to appeal to a wide swath of people. That's the thing. So who on the Republican side, what ticket on the Republican side would do that? What ticket would appeal to enough people that you could unseat a president? That's what you got to think about. That's what you have to think about. All right, here's another one from, and this is our last one. This is from Little Elm, listening to us in Austin, Texas. Little Elm. I like how some of the people that write in have little or tiny or whatever. It's got to be nicknames, I guess. I'm just saying. I'm thinking. I don't know. But most people didn't like those kind of adjectives in front of their name. Okay, so Little Elm says, Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not, but did you happen to catch the crazy story, and I think it was on Drudge, about the paramedic who was sued for stealing a body part from a scene? I did see that. That story was on one of the nightly newses or something that I heard it. I saw some story. It wasn't something I read. Apparently there was a guy who lost a foot and part of his leg in the crash a couple of years ago, and he's suing the paramedic who grabbed the foot from the crash scene. That's what that story was about. And I guess the firefighter admitted to taking the foot to train her body recovery dog. Oh, that's nasty business, isn't it? What a way to end that segment.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Day. Speaking of dumb as a rock, how about NPR canning Ron Schiller? Here's what the scoop was. In case you don't know what happened, there was a little sting operation, and NPR not too happy about it. You know, they're talking about the whole federal funding thing, and so once again, NPR has to release a statement. And it took a long time for them to release the statement, but they did this time to clarify what happened with Ron Schiller. You may not know any of the people on NPR. You may not really give two hoots about who's on NPR. But this is just an entertaining little blunder. Here's the deal. There was a video that was released during the day. You might have seen it. And in the video, there were some interesting things. And NPR says that they are fair and open-minded about the people they cover.
Uh-huh.
And said that their reporting reflects the values every single day in the civility of their programming, the range of opinions they reflect, and the diversity of the stories they tell. So they say NPR and public radio stations, or the letter says, the assertion that NPR and public radio stations would be better off without federal funding does not reflect reality, that the elimination of federal funding would significantly damage public broadcasting as a whole. Now let me give you the backstory. That's the foofy, we're CYA-ing ourselves, NPR note to the world. Here's what happened. There was a lunch meeting. Ron Schiller had informed NPR he was resigning from his position to take a new job. So his resignation was announced, whatever, last week, and was going to leave in May. Now they've put him on administrative leave, rather. And the reason is because he turned out to have a lunch where, he had already had a job, and he made some interesting comments about the funding and saying, do we really need the funding? Because wouldn't we be better off without federal funding? Wouldn't it be better if we didn't have to rely on it? And he used some other language that I guess I can't use on the station, or I would be censored. But basically, they were bashing conservatives and the Tea Party, and they were talking about liberals and how great the liberals are. Here's one I can use. Schiller said this. He said the current Republican Party, particularly the Tea Party, is fanatically involved in people's personal lives and very fundamental Christian. I wouldn't even call it Christian. It's this weird evangelical kind of move. Then the video that was released specifically in this, that was released to the public, on the tape, Schiller just went for the jugular and said that the Republican Party had been hijacked by the group and that it was a radical, racist, Islamophobic Tea Party kind of people. And he said that the Tea Party people aren't just Islamophobic, but really xenophobic. And basically, they believe in a sort of white, middle America gun-toting. They're scary. They're seriously racist. Racist people. In my personal opinion, I hope you're following the bouncy ball here. In my personal opinion, liberals today might be more educated, fair, and balanced than conservatives. So basically he was set up. And when I say set up, everything was taped. And it was embarrassing for NPR. And he went on to say a few other things, but it would take too much time. I'll give you one last one because of Pete King's hearing that's coming up. And he said, I think what we all believe is if we don't have Muslim voices in our schools on the air, it's the same thing we faced as a nation when we didn't have female voices. Wow. Do you think that's true? No Muslim voices is the same as having no female voices. And because he's talking about the Muslim Brotherhood in America, that's what he's saying. I'm going to say no. That's a wild comparison. No. What's going to be interesting is, okay, NPR comes out. I read you the little note that they released about the point of view of how they feel about people and how they feel about funding. The interesting thing to follow is going to be Pete King's hearing, which is the biggest committee hearing for Homeland Security that you could possibly ever imagine since the issue of the radicalization of Islamic folks is going to be discussed, Islamic Americans. And a couple of the people that are testifying, at least one, had a child that was radicalized and then ultimately killed in Somalia. So I think there's going to be a lot to come out of that Thursday meeting. In fact, I think it's going to dominate what's discussed. And now especially, too, even though it might have sounded a little convoluted, on this meeting of Schiller, who then was stepping away from NPR anyway, but just let it fly and said exactly what he thought. I mean, that adds more, you know, fuel to the fire. And I think that the congressman from New York is going to have a lot of people that are going to back him up, even though he'll get a run for his money when it comes to the protesters. What happens days out from that? And there are some people, and I asked somebody today about this in the Muslim communities, who are concerned about backlash, that it will be taken as a slap and an offense to all Muslim people who are Americans who want nothing to do with the Islamic jihadists. As we've talked about on a previous show, there is a difference. Yes, there is definitely a difference. Speaking of that, I got to throw this in and homegrown. The woman tied to Jihad Jane, that terrorism plot, pled guilty. I know that's not completely shocking, right? Under the advisement of an attorney, Jamie Ramirez, a former Colorado resident, entered her change of plea in a federal court in Philadelphia. So she pleaded not guilty originally in April to helping Colleen LaRose, who was known as Jihad Jane, in planning to support terrorists. But now she's changed her plea, and her plea to guilty on charges she conspired to support and train terrorists. Just 32 years old, and in court she wore a traditional headscarf, and she is believed to be, you know, she's part of following the mandate to show modesty, and she did that during the hearing in Philly. She answered a series of questions, and she changed the plea. And apparently they're saying she changed the plea because she's a deeply spiritual woman who happens to be a Muslim. You know, she took it pretty far. She traveled to Ireland back in the fall of 2009 with her six-year-old son, married a co-conspirator in a ceremony the next day when she got there, and she accepted an invitation to a training camp in Europe. That's how that all happened. So they had her pretty much cold. And LaRose was tied to a group plotting to murder the Swedish cartoonist who drew the Prophet Muhammad with the dog's body way back in 2007. For Ramirez, she probably would get a maximum of 15 years in prison, and she's going to have to undergo a mental evaluation. No sentencing date, by the way, set for either one of them, Ramirez or LaRose, but I bet you their names come up in this hearing on Thursday.